Founded in 1954 to make communication gear for the armed forces, BEL built India's first indigenous radar in the 1960s. It became India's first defense PSU to win Navratna status in 2001. It anchors the electronics of the Akash, Astra and BrahMos missile programs and most Indian radar and sonar systems. By financial year 2026, its order book topped rupees 85,000 crore in the strongest year of its seven-decade history. 1954 founded in Bangalore to manufacture basic communication equipment for the Indian Armed Forces. 1960s BEL builds the first indigenous radar for the Indian Air Force, beginning its move up the technology ladder. 1970s it expands into missile electronics and naval sonars, embedding itself across the services. 1989 BEL establishes a software development center, an early bet on the software side of defense systems. 2001 it becomes India's first defense PSU to be granted Navratna status, with greater operational autonomy. 2010s BEL moves into network-centric warfare systems, Akash missile electronics and battlefield management systems. 2018 it wins lead roles across the Akash, Astra and BrahMos missile electronics ecosystems. 2022 Tejas avionics, surveillance radar contracts and defense corridor allocations broaden the order pipeline. 2024 the order book crosses rupees 70,000 crore and BEL begins manufacturing drone payloads. 2025 it wins a rupees 2,210 crore quick reaction surface to air missile order along with several international contracts. Fourth quarter financial year 2026 BEL reports record quarterly revenue and profit with an order book above rupees 85,000 crore. The strongest year in its history. 2026 it is the backbone of India's electronic warfare, radar, sonar and missile programs, having paid a dividend yield consistently above 1.5% through the entire compounding run. Bharat Electronics never tried to become an aerospace prime or a shipbuilder. It picked one role, defense electronics, and stayed inside it for 70 years. Every Indian fighter, warship and missile program now runs on BEL hardware, and a niche owned for half a century has quietly become a monopoly the market is finally paying up for. Here is the journey, year by year. The pattern is the point BEL did not need to become an aerospace prime to compound. It chose one niche and stayed there for seven decades, until owning that niche became owning a monopoly. Every Indian fighter, warship and missile program runs on its hardware, and niches held for 50 years eventually become the kind of franchise the market pays a premium for. This is general information, not investment advice.